Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Amber, and I will be your host for tonight on Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. With me right now is Ryan.
Hello. I'm Ryan.
And we are both from All Things Paranormal. Yeah.
That's right. Sorry.
We're both from All Things Paranormal Society. No, you're fine. So anything you want to say?
Well, it's just good to be on the air, our first show. It's just fucking awesome. You know, I'm pretty excited. A little nervous. Nervous and excited at the same time.
I'm pretty nervous myself.
Butterflies in the stomach, you know, but I think we'll be okay. How about you? How are you feeling tonight? Feeling pretty good?
I wish I'd been drinking already, but I have not had a lick of liquor to
So you can keep the show going when I go off the rails. Because I took a swig of fucking Captain Morgan's and drinking Miller Lite, you know. So, yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. So, so how was your day?
It has not been bad. I mean, work and all that. But what about you?
Well, it was a Monday. Well, at least it wasn't raining, so I'm happy about that. So, you know. So, damn, first show.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Well,
so, you had said you wanted to talk about personal beliefs.
Yeah, I figure we should let people know who we are and what we know, what we believe, and you know, so if they like us, they like us. If they don't, whatever, they can listen to something else. So
yeah.
I think it's good. I mean, for me, I don't say I believe anything because that makes them sound. But yeah, you know, I always have an open mind.
Looks like we have someone who wants to speak to us. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on.
Okay.
3900, you are on.
Hey, Tink, it's Wolfie.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
I thought I was on a podcast.
Uh-oh.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
Another team member. Sweet.
Yeah, this is another one of our crew members.
How's it going, hello. Wicket?
It was a long day at work, but all in all, it was pretty good.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you had a good day.
Me too. How'd y'all go?
You know, it was a Monday, so it is what it is, but, you know, I'm done with that. So we had an investigation with the fine people at Transcend Paranormal and CPR at Henricus last weekend, and both Amber and Kristen were there. So, Kristen, how did you like the investigation we had last weekend?
It was really interesting. There's a lot going on that night, especially, but I really don't know how to explain it. I was excited the whole day for it, and it definitely didn't disappoint.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There was a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, even just in the air. It's like there was electricity in the air. I can't describe it better than that. You know, it's just really exciting to even be there. How about you, Amber? Do you have fun?
Oh, yeah. I mean, getting touched, and it was pretty funny having whoever it was in the hospital saying, fuck you.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a mean or dirty ghost at the hospital at the Henricus. But, you know, I've never gotten a response like that before. You know,
That was definitely something.
Yeah, that was pretty freaky. You remember anything off the? Anything happened to you, Kristen, at the investigation?
One point, I think it was at the Rock House.
Mm-hmm.
When Dennis was reading from the Bible, it felt like someone had touched my collarbone and gone down to the middle of my chest.
Wow.
And when Amber and them and Rhonda, they did the spirit box at the hospital, and all the screams that I kept hearing.
That was the main highlight of my day.
That
was weird, the screams, because it's like I kept looking at like Rhonda. I'm like, you'll hear the screams? Because I could hear them, like, all around the hospital. Like, there are people being attacked, just screams of agony.
I think that was both of you that had heard that, and
yeah.
I was so in deep listening to the spirit box to see if I could hear anything, and yeah.
I didn't really hear it.
I was way too zoned out.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the creepy part about it was I heard one scream come through the speaker box, and then after that, everything else sounded like it was coming from outside.
Exactly. And see, for my personally, I couldn't tell if I was matrixing. I can't even tell. If my noise was making me think I heard screaming outside. You know, if I actually heard the screaming. Because when we were doing the voice box the first time inside the hospital, I didn't hear the screams. I didn't hear anything except the static.
All right, we have one more person who wants to come on. It looks like Jimmy, so I'm going to let him on, okay?
Bring him on. Okay.
Jimmy, is that you, buddy?
Yeah, it is. The only scream that I remember hearing that night was that raccoon getting raped.
Oh, that was scary. Oh, man, that was freaking awesome. I was down there at the docks with Rhonda. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Loud raccoon.
Now, you guys were talking about the Rock House. See, the other experience that I had with Kristen in the room and Dennis actually helped me confirm this.
We were talking about that last night, before you came in with us.
It was before you came down with us.
I heard you guys talking, though. I was in the other room.
Yeah.
I could hear you guys talking about the cold spot. And, go ahead with that one.
Well, I was sitting in the chair at the end of the table opposite of Dennis, and I was like, you know, almost in, like, from Dennis to me to the fireplace was like almost a perfect 90 degree. Well, to my right, which was towards the fireplace, I thought I kept seeing Kristen standing there. And come to find out, she was standing by the corner the whole time, and Dennis thought she was standing that close to me, too.
So what, you saw
you
the
know,
shadow
so,
in the middle of the room, you thought
yeah.
it was Kristen? Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. And it was about her height and everything, just standing there.
Wow,
you know,
that's
the cool thing about it is it wasn't just one person that saw it. It was two people at opposite ends of the room.
That was pretty cool. I think, that's awesome.
That's what I and Dennis were talking about last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That place certainly did not disappoint, for sure.
I know you guys haven't had the chance to see it. Me and Ryan did. Dennis caught, you can hear somebody leave Rock Hall, and you hear the door open and the door close, and there's no breeze coming through or anything. And then a few minutes later, he says he's going to leave and go to the other room. And you see the curtain pull back, like somebody said, "Come on in, buddy."
Yeah, like he's opening.
It's,
come on,
it's
opening
pretty
up the curtain
cool.
for him. Just, you know, yeah, it is
yeah,
pretty cool.
And the curtain
there's,
doesn't
wow.
move at all throughout the rest of the video.
There's like there's no
that's
wind
sweet.
To make their curtain move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that house. What am I talking about? That whole area was just awesome, and we definitely appreciate Transcend and letting us come out there for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would love to be able to go out there again.
Oh yeah, me too. No
you
doubt.
Know, I mean,
they did invite us.
Everybody
back
kept.
Out, so.
Oh, sweet.
Everybody kept talking about that down by the boat docks. Everybody felt uneasy, like they were being watched and. You know, and everything down there. I mean, I had the same feeling, but everybody that went down there, they said they didn't want to be there. You know, they felt real heavy and everything. Honestly, next
That's
time
weird.
We go there, I'm pitching a tent right down there. I'm good to go.
Hey, I don't know what it was.
I was energized down there.
I was just nervous about dropping my camera in the water. That's the only thing I felt. Rhonda said she felt like a headache on one side of the dock, but on the other side, she felt fine. So... I don't know, but I didn't feel, because I remember coming into the ordinary after you guys came upstairs, and Howie looked like he had this, like, dazed look on his face, and everyone just looked just drained, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, go down to the bottom, down to the dock, you'll see what's going on.
I think I may be the only person who didn't go down to the docks.
Well, maybe we'll have to do that next time.
I say this, next time I'm there, though, I'm bringing a fishing rod.
Yeah, I thought they were tired because they walked up the hill. That hill's quite it's fine going down, but going back up, that'd be days too. It's a pretty steep climb.
I mean, the most experience I had down there was when I went down there with Dennis and Howie. Dennis, Howie, Corey, and I believe the other guy's name was Zach.
Mm-hmm.
We all went down there, and Howie went out on the dock. And he kept saying he kept feeling cobwebs all over his face. So, and then he was saying on the way back up, he felt like, you know, something was on his back, like he was carrying like an extra 20, 30 pounds on his back the whole time. You know?
Wow. Yeah,
so,
I definitely did not feel
but
that.
Dennis, we looked up on the ridge, and he kept seeing someone walking back across on the ridge. We all felt something watching us out of the woods. I actually got to play with one of Dennis's neat little toys, which was like a Digi on steroids, which was freaking cool.
Was that the thing
with
the giant like microphone on the end of it? Like a little like
yeah.
Oh yeah. That,
like a giant like microphone.
That thing is awesome. I mean, that'll pick up a squirrel farting about like 50 yards away.
We definitely need to get one of those.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sure.
When we were down there, we were all standing in front of the dock, and I could hear someone walking through the leaves in the woods. And I told him, he's like, really? Okay. And then I told him I heard it again. He's like, you still hearing it? I was like, yeah. So we went down the trail into the woods, and we were actually, we could feel a presence, but we didn't see anything visually. But I was
sure
picking
was it an animal
footsteps up, rustling
the
in the leaves. No animals. I mean, we were shining a light all over the place. We did not see any eyes, any signs of any animals whatsoever.
Well, he's got a pretty high-powered flashlight, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that was really cool.
Well,
and then the other thing I saw was in the hospital. I don't know if I told you guys, me and Dennis, and it was when Rhonda and Amber were still in the hospital. It was just before we wrapped everything up for the night, when everybody kind of like laid back.
Oh yeah.
He put up his laser light show.
The laser grid.
As soon as he.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. As soon as he put that up, he went and snapped a picture of the fireplace down at the end. You know, when you were sitting on the floor listening to the spirit box. As soon as he did that, the
Ooh.
Window that was behind the goose, I saw movement come down the wall from the ceiling down to the floor.
Wow.
And as he took a picture, I pointed to it. He didn't get it. But I saw
you
it with my own eyes, and I saw it in that
this.
Laser grid.
I just got a message and a picture from Rhonda and Tiffany. When I was with them, they have a picture of a tall, dark shadow from when we were in
Sweet.
There. Yeah.
In the hospital?
I'm not sure which. Let me find out.
That is pretty cool.
That is badass.
I got to take a look at that when I get off the phone.
Yeah. It is a very, very, very tall shadow. It was in Rock Hall.
Oh,
did they say
when
it was taken? Was that when we were upstairs?
It looks like it's upstairs.
So that's when we were upstairs and you guys were on the bed, you think?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm talking to him right now, trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I never went upstairs at Rock Hall.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's where we
had
Tiffany
and Amber in the
voice.
Bed. Oh, yeah, we had the deep voice in the choir on the voice
yeah,
box.
That was creepy.
That was a little bit creepy.
Were you actually able to filter out any of those EVPs you got up there?
I have not gone through any of it yet. Oh, that
okay.
was the first time we went into Rock Hall. That was during the first time we went in.
Oh,
was
wow.
It wasn't even when
there.
We were doing all of that stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's when we're just walking in, doing the tour.
Yeah, before dinner. That's one from before dinner, so. How about that?
It's pretty cool. Walking a mess in. Come on in, guys. Make yourself at home.
So that was
the fuck out.
That was before I got there, then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but there was
that's
definitely
sweet.
Some kind of dark energy following us around that night, for sure.
It's like you see the curtain beside the door, and then you see something in it, like something big, some big form around it, like standing by the
cool.
door.
Did she send that to you on your phone, Amber?
No, I'm on Facebook.
And I don't have a Facebook.
We can always click it and save it and send it to you, so that won't be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I've got it saved now.
Hey, Amber.
Yes.
I noticed that before I called in, you and Ryan were getting ready to talk about certain beliefs. And
yes.
I think it would be
yes.
a pretty good idea to bring up the fact that the voice that was talking to you, the conversation I think that we were having with Howie about the body modifications and how people back in those days, how they viewed them, how could be part of the reason
yes.
why you were getting such a negative response from the spirit box.
Well, the funny thing is it was the When we were talking through it, it was the same voice that was saying, fuck you, said in the tone, God, Ryan was up there for it when I asked who it was. It said in a, you know, very matter-of-fact, you know who I am kind of voice. It said, Adams. And I don't know any Adams, but it said it, like, in response to me, you know, like, hey,
like,
you
should know
who
I am. I'm fucking Adams.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't fucking Adams.
Huh.
That was freaky. I mean, maybe someone named Adams lived there and he thinks he's everyone should know who he is. He's got some really high opinion of himself or something.
Well,
I don't know.
I believe with what Dennis was showing me of what he caught there is he caught some EVPs of someone being a real smartass, you know, from before we went out there.
Mm-hmm.
And with Amber saying that she caught the same voice at two different locations, I honestly believe that there's a traveler that's there. You know, there's someone just roaming, hanging out where
he
wants,
belong,
where they want.
Like he doesn't belong there, but he just kind of sticks around.
Yeah, because, I mean, the EVPs he caught, it doesn't sound like someone from that era. It sounds like someone from a modern era.
Yeah, I don't know if the people back then would be feeling, fuck you. I mean, maybe fuck it or something. I don't know. I don't know how they used to talk back then, but I'm pretty sure they would use something else, some more color, some different language than that. But you think about it, Henricus wasn't built on the same site that it was actually built on. It was, so maybe someone died there that wasn't part of Henricus, and he there, kind of in limbo,
Good possibility.
I don't think Reverend Whitaker's house got that deep voice saying, fuck you. I don't think that was Reverend Whitaker talking, But.
Yeah.
Yes, but we were, you're talking about the docks. You felt like you were being watched. When Rhonda and I were down there, we heard people talking, kind of around us. And we're sitting down there, and we saw a shooting star going across the sky. And I was like, that's a shooting, it's the shooting star. And across the river, I swear, I heard a little kid say, yeah. And it's like someone yelled across the river, yeah. But it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. So, obviously, I hope no little kids out by the river at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, then again, well, not necessarily. I mean, if someone was over there having a party that we couldn't tell, like maybe like a bonfire party or something.
Yeah, but
you'd be
able to hear the voices, though. That's what I'm saying. The voices were behind us, like in the woods leading up to the settlement. And then heard the little kid's voice across the river, one time, not like a whole, and you could, if there's a bonfire, you'd be able to see the glow and stuff of the trees as well.
That's true. You're absolutely right on that. And you're saying about with voices, I mean, we didn't hear anything that distinct, but when we went back up and we were on the bluffs,
mm-hmm.
I had that digi going, and I could hear people talking down by the docks, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. And then also, while we were down there before we came back. Yeah. And before we came back up, me and Dennis were standing next to each other on the dock, and we could hear some women talking on the bank. We heard women's voices, like woman chatter.
Yeah, but you can't make out what they're saying.
See,
it's there.
Exactly.
You can't tell.
It's like the conversations we were hearing at Bell Nemus.
All that I wouldn't know anything about, but I definitely
heard
stuff. Yeah.
What'd you hear?
I definitely heard stuff when we were over at the Indian village.
The smokehouse?
Yeah. No, not a smokehouse. Remember before we went in there? It was, because we thought somebody was in the smokehouse, and it ended up being Howie.
That's right.
Yeah, I had walked off a little bit further than you guys because we were going to the second hut, and I'd heard talking. I heard two men talking. I couldn't make out what they were saying, but I definitely heard them. And Howie had been in the smokehouse alone, and the only other male around me was you. It was literally, it sounded like they were in the hut next to us.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no
Do what?
I didn't hear you.
I was going to say that there's no doubt about that place, that there is a ton of energy there. You know, that there's a ton of residual, you know.
For sure.
And it's definitely a hot spot, you know. So, I mean, it's definitely a place I can't wait to go back to.
Definitely someplace I want to check out again, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't see much as far, because a lot of people say they saw shadows and stuff like that. You know, I didn't see much, but I did, was able to hear things. You know, and we're in the Indian hut, I guess, and I guess Rhonda and Tiffany were saying that they felt like they could see people walk around outside. I couldn't see them, but I could hear, like, footsteps around the hut, you know. And one time this was me, Rhonda, and Tiffany. I think Amber was with you guys, and we went back to the hut. And we felt like the cat was leading us into the hut. And so we followed the cat back into the hut, and it just felt like we were being surrounded by I don't know what.
Rhonda is so funny. I cannot wait for her to be on here.
What's she saying?
When I was trying to talk, she said, "Tell them to shut the fuck up and let you talk."
They let you talk. Shit.
She's so funny.
Yeah, I know. I got a bad habit of talking over people.
No, you're fine.
I'm just the quiet one in the background.
Well, yeah, Chris, speak up so, you know?
I said I'm just the quiet one in the background.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, you guys got all quiet there.
I'm here. I just heard Kristen say she's quiet
weird.
In the background.
Sounded like you guys were in a fishbowl for a minute.
Yeah, me too, on my end, too.
It must be a glitch or something.
It could have been my fault. I had to rip my headset out because it was messing up, apparently.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
My bad, I'm sorry, guys.
God damn it. What is wrong
hey,
with
hey,
you?
Hey, wrong answer.
Oh, let's see here. I think we'll go from another highlight now.
So, back to where we were going with belief. Now
with
that
what?
We've got all
belief.
The righteous stuff, belief.
I thought I said belief.
Whether
police.
Religious,
like police.
No, belief. Like your religious beliefs, I assume, is what you meant?
Well, I'm thinking just... Well, I guess religious beliefs, but as far as paranormal beliefs, I guess.
I mean, okay.
My religion doesn't really play much into what I think about the paranormal. You know, I don't really lose sleep over that shit. You know.
I mean, everybody knows
believe,
my religious beliefs.
I have no idea what your religious beliefs are.
I do believe there is a higher power, but I do not believe in a, like, singular God, because,
see.
I don't know.
Well, it's understood.
I just, I don't.
I guess I believe in God, but, you know, I don't believe the fact I need to go to church and, you know, stuff to serve him or... You know, I figure just be a good person, no matter what, whether regardless if there's a God or not. Just, you know. But
okay, so apparently my belief, according to my buddy Matthew, he says my belief is in corn poop.
Well, you praise
corn
the corn poop.
Poop
too, huh?
That is one of the greatest mysteries in life, is corn poop. You chew it up and
what
it
makes
comes
it?
Out whole again.
Yeah. It's like it comes back together again. It's like resurrected. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Jeez.
But,
yeah,
hey, guys,
yeah, that is
I hate to interrupt, guys, but I'm actually going to...
Okay.
So I might try to get back on later, but I got to go take care of some issues. So.
All right.
Yeah, she's actually doing better. When I got home today, she slept most of the day. She felt a little warm, but she was happy as can be once I got home, and me and her spent some time together. I had her smiling and laughing and everything. She was playing around like nothing was wrong.
Well, good.
So she's actually in bed right now. So, oh, me too.
good.
So, but
well, listen,
all right, guys.
All right,
we'll
take
do.
Care. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. All right, guys.
Talk to you later, buddy.
All right, bye. Well, that's nice of you to call in.
Yeah. Do we still have Kristen?
Too.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Kristen's still here?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. All right, well, feel free to chime in as we talk about the worshipping of poo on the air.
If that's her contingent belief, I mean, she can no longer say, oh, my God. She has to say, oh, my God, or oh, my corn poop.
That's literally holy shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I just
on.
Went there.
That's just
that was too fucking easy. I'm surprised someone else said it. To
mental
be honest.
High five, Ryan.
That's right. Right back at you. But I mean, as far as like religious beliefs, I mean, you know, you believe what you believe, you know, and
yeah.
But you know, trying to get I always feel kind of weird talking about religious beliefs and stuff like that, you know, because it's your own thing. You believe what you want to believe. You know, it's you know, whatever I believe has no bearing on how I view the paranormal.
I guess that some people would see it, you know, another way.
Yeah. Well, we need to get the religious stuff out the way. That way, we don't have to worry about talking about it anymore. You know, you believe in corn poop. I believe there's something out there. Yeah,
there's no doubt in my mind that there's something out there, some kind of higher power. I'm not saying it's the God that everyone, you know, but I'm not one to throw stones, you know, at someone who does believe in, you know, Christianity or Hinduism or any of the other various religions that are out there. I'm no one to judge. Who am I?
You know why I believe there's a higher power? Because of conscience. If there was no higher power, if I didn't believe there was someone watching over us, then, you know, I wouldn't feel bad about doing anything. I'd be like, what the hell? No one cares. But
there are some people out there who are like that. They have no conscience. Like, you know?
Well, that's their problem. They can deal with whoever is on the other side when they get to the other side, you know?
So then
I understand. Sometimes I wish I was like that and have a conscience, but, you know.
With your belief in God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, how do you explain, if you believe in, you know, heaven and hell and all that, how do you explain, say, ghosts? Why are they there?
Well, it's, you know,
how come they didn't get into heaven or hell?
I'm not. This is my opinion. So don't people listening to the show don't think I think I know what I'm talking about. I think some people they choose to stay, or they have their or they have unfinished business. Or sometimes it's just a memory. I hate to, for lack of a better word, residual haunting would be like a memory of a person doing a certain task. And sometimes if someone gets killed, they can't rest until they tell someone, hey, this is what happened. Sometimes they'll never get to tell someone. They'll never get the opportunity to, so they're stuck here. Other times, like, you know, like residual hauntings and people who have unfinished business. People who just don't want to leave. They're scared. They're not sure what's on the other side. They're not sure if they open that door, if they're going to open the door to hell or they're going to open the door to heaven. They're like, well, I'll just stay here.
Question.
You know? Okay.
All right, we're talking about how, you know, you have the ultimate choice of going to heaven or hell, or then you've got these people that decide
that
they don't want
to go to
heaven.
Well, I don't know if you have a choice about going to heaven or hell.
I mean, they
choose for you.
When it comes down to it, whether or not if you're going to be going to heaven or hell, or you've got the people that decide to stay because they feel like they have something that they need to do there, who's to say that the veil between, quote-unquote, the ghost world and our reality isn't... Who's to say that they're not just ghosts? They didn't decide to stay here. Say that they are in one plane or the other, whether it be heaven or hell, they just decide to come visit.
Well, that could be it. I mean, we could have, like, two different realities, you know, our reality, your living reality, and we can't see it, but there's a dead reality, I guess. And sometimes the curtain...
I was going to say, to bring up this movie again, like The Others.
Yeah,
how,
exactly.
You know, she thought she was in the real world when she was really the ghost, and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. They thought the live people were the ones that are haunting them. And then they realized that, hey, we're not the ones who are alive, we're the dead ones. But then it comes to grips with it, you know. But it's hard to know exactly, or even no one's gonna know exactly what's going on. It's all a guessing game, because until you actually through it, it's more like, you know, a big secret. What's the biggest secret? What happens when you die? You hear stories about people who die and they look at themselves, you know, from the ceiling, and they could see them for their bodies. People who talk about going to heaven and seeing their loved ones. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of hope it's like that. You know, but I can't, I definitely know it's, once you're dead, once you're dying, it's not the end. You know, after all we've experienced, you know, even in this, like, year, I know dying isn't the end. It's a new beginning. It's just a different beginning. You know? So, all right, Amber. Same question.
Are we putting my question on me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't believe in a, I guess, singular secular God. I believe that's what you would call it. But I do believe that we are put here, and I believe that if we do not complete that purpose, like, you know how people say there are old souls and new souls?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do believe that the old souls are reincarnated. Like, I mean, there's no way around that. I think I actually talked about that on the first show.
do you believe in reincarnation?
I do, because you've got all these kids that are, you know, saying that they were Joe fucking Schmo living in 1820. They're 5 years old saying all this stuff, you know, giving the parent a name and a place and, you know, I was married to Sally O'Ryan, like, and they find it and turns out it was fucking real. how do you explain that?
Yeah, I actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because I was on YouTube the other day, and I actually found a 45-minute video about these kids who think they're reincarnated, One kid was like a fire pilot, and like 2 years old, he'd wake up screaming, saying, "You know, I can't get out. I'm on fire. I can't get out." And he's 2 years old,
wow.
and he names a battleship, or I guess an aircraft carrier that his plane took off of, and he died in Okinawa, Iwo Jima. You know, and one little girl was
a
baby.
How about that stuff?
Exactly. Exactly. And the name of the battleship was right. And he said his name was Charlie something, and there was a guy named Charlie who actually was killed, like, in action. And his plane took off from the aircraft carrier, and one little girl was said she was a baby in the Oklahoma City bombings. That she was in the nursery when the building, I guess, blew up. So she came back, and and she kept saying she wanted to go back to Oklahoma City, and it was just weird. Crazy
see,
stuff.
That's why I believe the way that I do. What is all that?
After all this, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You making a bunch of noise over there?
I got a train going outside, so I can't help that.
Okay.
Suck to the train. But, but after all the stuff I've seen, being in ASPS and everything, all the stuff I thought I knew is pretty much gone out the window. And I am very open-minded these days, for sure.
Hell, I try to keep a fucking open mind.
Yeah, I know for sure I don't know everything. And
our listener, Patty Irish Eyes, says there was a show on that, I'm assuming on past lives and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was called Ghost Inside My Children or something like that. Like, it was on YouTube that I found it. And actually, if you go on my website, on my Facebook page, I actually shared it on my Facebook page. So if you want to check it out, it's really, really interesting show. You know, I think that would make a good show for us to talk about. You know, I wonder if déjà vu is the same thing. You know,
feeling from a past life.
Yeah, you feel like you've been where you are, like if you're driving down the street and you hear a certain radio, hear a certain song, and you've been like, I remember being right here before, and the song came on right at the same time, and I feel the same way, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of like a, I don't know if it's reincarnation, but just a memory from maybe a dream or something. I don't know how to explain déjà vu.
Oh, but I'm sorry. Of course, I went on a rant there about the whole reincarnation thing. I believe mm-hmm. that spirits are people who maybe either completed or didn't complete. I'm not sure which yet. I'm just developing, my beliefs as I go, because there's always, something new popping up in the scene.
Something always changes.
Yeah, something's always changing. So I can't keep a single belief there like that. But, I believe it's somebody who is unable to pass on to, I don't know how to explain that.
It's for the longest time we've been told to only believe in what we see. You know, we've had our beliefs.
Sometimes you don't see it. Sometimes you hear it. Or sometimes you feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. And ever since I've gotten into this whole thing, I've been, like, the box has just opened up, and I'm, looking at, I never thought that rocks could do anything but other than be rocks. Now I'm looking into healing stones and all the other shit, I'm like, man, it's hard for me to wrap my head around. Like we were talking to Dennis yesterday. It's hard for me to understand how someone can see
the remote healing
living across the country, I'm like, I just can't wrap my head around it. But I'm sitting there. I believe I can believe there's someone I can't see standing next to me. But I believe there's a God living in heaven I can't see, but I can't wrap my hand. I can't wrap my head around the fact that someone could remote view your house. Because I think it's been pounded in our heads. You believe this. You believe this. You believe this. Don't believe anything else. You believe this. All that's fucking fairy tale shit. We believe, we were taught to believe a certain way. And now that we've gotten older, we're like, hey, well, maybe we should believe this over here. You know, maybe this is okay. But still, the stuff that we were taught to believe is still kind of pulls us totally back. Like, hey, you know, no, don't believe that shit. So it's definitely, I'm definitely trying to open up my mind a little bit more to different beliefs and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a similar conversation that I had a couple days back with someone. If you're told something enough times, it kind of gets stuck in your brain.
Exactly.
Like, you're not allowed to eat this because it'll do this to you, but you can eat this because it's good. When you find out that you could actually eat whatever they were telling you not to eat, and it's better for you than what they were telling you to eat, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, exactly. If someone kept telling you, hey, the grass is blue, the grass is blue. Well, no, it's green. Grass. If you keep hearing that, pretty soon you might actually see tints of blue in the grass. Because maybe you start believing, like, maybe you do see a little bit of blue in that grass right there, you know?
It brings a whole new meaning to bluegrass, sir.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, if you tell someone to look a certain way, to feel this, you know, if, you know, you're not going to be cool unless you look this way, you know, drink this drink, and you'll be happy, and, you know. You gotta live your life and believe what you believe, you know.
Well, I mean, I've been told my whole life that I'm, you know, out of the norm and stuff. Like, I was told my whole life to look a certain way, and look how I look now.
you're definitely going against the grain. But there's
but it's
nothing wrong with that. That's awesome because you're being you. You're not being what, you know, society might want you to look like. You're being what you want to look like. That's great.
You're not being a sheeple. You carve your own path.
Exactly. Blaze your own trails, you know?
It's just like Obama screaming, oh, Obamacare is going to be great. Now look.
No.
Don't.
It's really not.
Don't bring up political views because I will not talk about it.
I
had to make that one jab.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we should
I'm
leave,
not.
Leave,
I have
leave
nothing
that,
to say
leave
on
that
Obama
out.
Or any of that.
Leave that out.
I will not talk about it.
I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm gonna let that be for sure.
Yep. Please. I'm not touching that with your dick, Ryan.
It's really, really, really. It's really a touchy subject with people, and, you know, I'd just rather just leave that alone, you know.
I'll just keep my mouth shut.
we don't want you to keep your mouth shut, but there's certain topics
people,
I'm not going to touch.
I
understand that, but that's fine.
I'm just not going to touch it because I'm on the... I mean, we're kind of broadcasting. I'm not going to touch that. I'm not trying to offend no one or nothing like that.
People's political views are their views, and you can't change. They're not going to change their minds or anything about it, for sure. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's just like with the paranormal, though. There's some people you just can't change their minds, no matter how much proof you put in front of them.
Oh yeah, it's always. You always, the burden of proof is on you to say. You can have the best, unless you have the best evidence ever. You can catch a full body apparition, and unless they're there and see it themselves, they'll think it's doctored footage. There'll always be a little bit of doubt in their mind.
Well, that's,
you know,
what Dennis was telling us. Remember that story he was telling us about the guy who didn't believe was working tile with him?
It
was
laying
tile together? Yeah. And
when that person screams in his ear.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to happen. It's got to happen to you in order to really believe. I mean, you can watch the shows and you watch Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters, and you can hear the EVPs and stuff.
Hunters, I believe that maybe during the beginning they might have been real, but I think a lot of it is hoax stuff now. Only because of ratings. Like, you know, towards the beginning they were, you know, there were some places they didn't catch any evidence, and it's like at each place now they do. I don't know. It just seems kind of.
They want to keep up with, like, Ghost Adventures and, you know, places like people like that, different shows, because they know they have competition now. Because before, you know, they were the only players in the game for a while. And then, like, and I was like, sounds like every few months a new paranormal show is coming out.
I don't know. It's just kind of sad that people like that sell out.
Yeah. I'm sure they had good intentions at, you know, in the beginning. And I'm sure some of their evidence is still, you know, valid evidence.
I'm sure some of it's still real. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I'm sure some of it's not.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, you can assume. I guess you can assume that some of it's not real.
Okay,
you know? Or they could just go on investigations all the time, and they only show the investigations where they actually caught things. You know, they could go on these investigations and not catch shit, and you want to hear anything about them, but. They'll put the investigation.
I do like hearing about that. I like knowing that there's places he didn't catch. Like, I mean, at least it gives some, you know.
There are a few Ghost Adventures episodes where they actually said they didn't catch anything, which kind of surprised me. I think the one in Jamaica. I think
the one with the guy in the douchebag, like the douchey guy with the muscles?
Yeah.
His tight shirt? Okay.
Yeah. Nobody likes him. I enjoy watching Ghost Adventures. I admit it. It's like one of those, you know, those, not pet peeves, but one of those guilty pleasures, I guess. People don't like the way he gets his evidence, because back when he first started out, he would provoke a lot, and he didn't do that as much anymore. And that's what really got me into, you know, the paranormal shows, is watching that show, because Ghost Hunters was just kind of boring to me, you know. And I thought, you know, the three guys going in there with just a camera, no camera crew with them. I like that better than Ghost Hunters. But I don't know.
Well, the word I'm getting is, according to the woman that owns Virginia State Penitentiary in Moundsville, the only show that's not fake is Ghost Adventures, because it's only those three guys. And what Patty says is. The douche guy that I was talking about, his name is Zach.
Zach Bagans, yeah. Yep.
Guys, I really hate to do this, but I'm going to have to jump off here.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
I was enjoying it.
Thank you for...
I didn't want to miss the first podcast. Amber told me about it, and I was like, yeah, I'm calling.
Definitely. Well, we really certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, you guys have an awesome night.
Thank you.
You too. And I will talk to you guys later.
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
All right. You guys thought it was Kristen saying have a good night, not you. That's why I said you too.
Oh. All right. Are you leaving me?
Yeah.
Do not leave me.
I will be sitting here
talking to myself for another hour.
I gotta take off, Amber. I'm tired. No, I'm just kidding.
I will kill you.
Do you happen to check out the actual documentary that Zach and Nick and Aaron did before the actual show came out, the documentary that got them the show?
No, I
Where went
I don't
to
really
Virginia
watch
City
TV.
And it was actually on you can actually get on YouTube or on Netflix or whatever. It's a 2 hour, maybe 2 hours or an hour and a half of just after Zach got saw his first spirit, I guess. He wanted to get documentation, so I guess he moved to Las Vegas. And he met Zach and or Nick and Aaron, and they went out to Virginia City, and it's where they got their full body apparition.
Hmm.
They caught a video of like these pieces of wood flying across the room and a brick flying across the room downstairs at the Goldfield Hotel. And after they were done filming, they went to like these film experts to figure out if they could show that how it wasn't faked, how they couldn't fake it, you know. So they actually got professional advice. Say this is actual real shit. You know, as far as every piece of evidence after that, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I haven't really caught the shows. I've caught them in passing. Like, my mom absolutely loved watching, you know, Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International. And, I used to watch Ghost Hunters way back in the beginning, and there were a couple of episodes of International that I'd caught. And Ghost Adventures, I never really got the chance to watch it. But the shows that I used to watch were the ones with the cryptid,
Hunters, or what's that show that came on History Channel?
Was Monster Hunters the one where they did the cavern with the ghosts as well? There was one
the
show.
The cavern with the ghosts?
Destination Truth.
Josh
Cates. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, that show. I really liked that show. Yeah, that was a really good show. And they did I think it was in Malaysia or something like that, this cavern where people said it was haunted. And looks like I've got a caller, and I know exactly who it is. This would be Matt coming on with us.
Oh, cool.
So say hi to Matt.
Hi, everybody.
Hey there.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Good.
Kind of a long day, but you know.
It's a Monday. Monday's always long.
Yeah.
Matt was my contributing factor in the whole Ghost Adventures thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's me. Yeah. I have spent, 4 days and 3 nights in that prison.
Moundsville?
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
He told me a pretty good story about something that happened to him there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I would love to hear it.
Well, I actually go to these big MILSIM competitions, and they held one there 1 year because aside from being, you know, a museum and a place for the ghost hunts or whatever you want to call them, investigations, aside from that, it's also used as a training facility for people from, you know, Homeland Security and different departments of corrections and FBI and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We were there doing, you know, our whole military style tactical competition stuff. So that's anything paranormal is furthest thing from my mind at this point. And there is kind of an eerie feeling, but at the same time, there's so much going on that you don't think about it. Well, I got separated from my group and had to try to find my way back to them. So I'm alone walking around. It's about 2:30 in the morning or so, and you know, there's no power in the majority of this place, so it's either flashlights or night vision in this case. And I was in actually the medical wing, right next door to where they did a lot of the dental surgery, and the X-ray machine is still in there. But I was in the adjacent room, so I come into the doorway and, you know, not even thinking about paranormal, I see a shadow on the far wall, and, you know, I move to engage the target, and then I realize, wait a minute, I'm not casting a shadow. Any light that would cast a shadow is from behind me.
Wow.
And I'm not projecting any light, any visible spectrum of light. So, this is weird. So I take another step into the room, and as I do that, the shadow steps off of the wall. It was like a two-dimensional shadow to begin with, like a shadow a person would cast. But as I stepped into the room through the doorway, it steps off the wall and turns about 45 degrees to face me. I lowered my weapon and backed out of the room.
That's a shit your pants moment right there, for sure. Damn.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, looks like Howie wants to come on. So I'm going to bring Howie
on
real quick.
All right.
Well, hey there, Howie.
Hey, Howie. Howie. Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey.
Howie, Matt, you two know each other.
Yeah.
Hola, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Looks like we've got a little bit of a lag there.
Sounds like it's
a little bit of a delay, you think?
Howie,
no, I'm
you
just
still
working.
There? Oh, okay.
So how's it going?
Me and Matt. Give me a second, guys.
Okay. I thought there was some kind of, like, dead air shit going on. I was like, am I still on the air? What's going on? So, yeah, man, that's a crazy story, man. That is awesome.
Yeah, that is.
Hey, say something. You're burning up my minutes.
What?
That was my boss.
Oh.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he said that was his boss.
Do what?
I think he said that was his boss.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I understand when you're doing that training stuff, you know, you're not thinking about ghosts. You're thinking about getting your
job
done. Oh
no, you're in a whole
other
world. Who's gonna come up on my back, kind of thing?
Yeah, you don't think.
Yeah,
it's
like defensive. So it's not that, you know, your mindset's not that. And when I went back for actually one of the overnight investigation things, I didn't see anything. Everybody I was with said that they got touched or they felt things and stuff like that. And I had I had those weird feelings, getting those weird vibes and everything, but I never got touched. I never got pushed. I never heard noises, which is very strange for me because, you know, ever since we were little kids, my brother and I have had an interest in it, been the one that's a little more sensitive to it than he is. So I, if anybody were going to experience something first, it would generally be me. But in this case, he had all the experiences and I didn't have any.
But you did experience the spirit or the ghost at the shadow person, I guess.
Previously.
You went there previously. I think sometimes people will experience things when they're not expecting to experience things. You go into
a place with
expectations. Sometimes you won't feel it, but if you're not expecting it and it catch you off guard and you let your defenses down because you don't think there's anything there, that's when they'll show up and you'll see stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll see people say, I just randomly took a picture of a house and the house is empty, but then I look in this picture and I see someone standing in the window. They weren't trying to take a picture of a ghost. They're just taking a picture of the house, but the ghost shows up.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, if you go take a picture of a house looking for a ghost, you won't get the ghost.
Yeah. I have a big interest in cryptozoology, and it's one of those things that I kind of study as a hobby. And in going out and actively looking for things, never have I seen anything. Never seen sign, never picked up a trail, never seen anything. But in certain cases where I was out doing something completely different, I have caught fleeting glimpses and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Or flying, out hiking in the mountains, out in George Washington National Forest and find a panther-sized cat print, according to scientists, doesn't exist on the East Coast.
You actually saw the big black cat.
Oh, so he's the one who saw the big black cat.
I was telling Ryan about that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago, just driving down the road just outside of Charlottesville and looked over in a field as I was driving, and lo and behold, walking through this field, and actually, as I saw it, it was passing in front of like a farm use pickup truck, like an old, F-250 or something of that nature with an 8-foot bed on it. So I had some reference of scale. And
yeah, that is cool. I was going to say that. You can actually tell how big the cat was.
Yeah, because a lot of times you don't get that frame of reference. And so something the size of like a bobcat can look like something the size, it can be perceived as something the size of a small bear just because of, perception. That the human brain doesn't perceive size at distance very well.
How fast were you going when you're driving down the road?
40, 45. So I got a decent look at it as I was going, but it wasn't like I was going to just like lock up the brakes and go running over there.
Yeah. The only bad part about getting stuff when you're not really prepared to see it is not having a camera handy.
Yeah.
Well,
in this day and age, that's the nice thing about, cell phone technology. Everybody always has a camera, and the way I look at it is, a lot of people, they travel, and just in day to day, to and from work, things like that. Everybody has a cell phone for the most part. Most people with cell phones have a camera in that phone. So I think you're going to start seeing a lot more photographic and video evidence of these things coming out, since so many people actively have, these phones with cameras and all of that.
Everyone wants to be famous.
I mean, I used my phone on our investigation on Saturday. I used it as my audio recorder.
Yeah, you did.
And it picked up a lot of sound. I mean, it picked up an entire room.
Actually,
like,
pretty sensitive.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
See, Rhonda caught some pretty good pictures with her phone at some of the investigations she went on.
I mean, some of the cameras on these things are way better than, some of the cameras that most people have for investigations.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The pixel, or, I mean, the quality is just insane. You know? But it, with all these vines and YouTube, and imagine if you're the first person to catch a Bigfoot on YouTube and put it on a vine of, like, a Thunderbird in the sky or a Wampus cat, you know?
Well, what, there's that guy that just came out and said that he shot a Bigfoot. Like,
oh, God.
To be the same guy that claimed that
he
had the body
name,
in his freezer.
It's Rick Dyer. His name
and then
Rick
he
Dyer.
Released, yeah, he released pictures of it, and it looks horrible. It does,
yeah,
it does not look
it's
like
that. It looks like the Abominable Snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's got that blue face, and, you know. You half expect to see Yukon Cornelius come out, you know?
It's actually a picture of his furry costume for the weekend.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
he's going to go yiffing.
Absolutely.
It's called Bigfooting, actually, you know.
I think the technical term now, thanks to another one of those shows that gives cryptozoology a bad name, I think it's squatching now. Yeah, that's another thing. And just like y'all were talking about earlier with the paranormal shows about, you know, ghost hunters and all of those, and just, you know, having the good intentions there when they first came out, but now it's all about ratings, and it gives a bad name to people that actually go out and do real investigation. You're seeing it more now in the cryptozoology community as well with, it wasn't Science Channel, but it was one like that, one in that same group. And
Animal Planet.
That did the
lost footage things they're talking about, or
mermaids, the body found thing, which is just so completely fake. And then they did the same thing again with Megalodon.
Yeah,
and they're trying to perpetrate this blatantly fake bad stuff as fact. And while I was watching it, I went and picked it apart online, you know, going through actual stuff, and it's like, no, this never happened. There's no other report other than what you're saying on the TV show. So it's one of those things.
I'm pretty sure if there were mermaids discovered, you would hear about it on, like, CNN or Fox, or the Animal Planet would not be the first time you hear about mermaids being discovered.
Yeah. Yeah, let me say this. I stand behind what Matt just said. He's 100% right on that, and I agree with him.
Yeah, it makes people that actually are truly interested in it, it makes them, us really, look like fakers. And that's not a good way to be portrayed in the limelight.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time in the paranormal, too. So that's another thing you need to be looking out for.
People faking evidence to get ahead, to get their big names for themselves.
Yeah.
What do y'all think's my rule on that? You know what it is, Ryan. If you fake evidence, what happens?
You get kicked out of the group.
Bye-bye.
You're gone. Yep, bye-bye. Gone.
Because, I mean, what's the point?
You know,
really? If it's not
I'm
real,
not worried about that.
Then what's the point?
Exactly.
I mean, I want to catch something real. I want to say, hey, look at this. You know, this is why we do this. And if I show someone fake evidence, you know, that totally just kills the point of me even being out there. Because then no one will take it seriously ever again.
Right.
I think it's one time to fake something out, and there'll always be that doubt in people's minds when you present evidence to them. And I wouldn't want to deal with that. We look for, and we don't look for ghosts. You know, we are spirits. We look for truth. And if, you know, the truth is spirits, then that's what it is. You know, but we try to figure out what's causing stuff to happen in a house or a building. We don't go automatically go in there thinking it's spirits.
Yeah, that's like, Matt, you know all too well about the exposed wiring. Your fear cage basement.
Yeah. It's just because of all the exposed wiring, the exposed circuit breakers. It's just
what are you talking about down in your basement
down there. Do what?
We're talking about the basement area?
Yeah,
yeah,
at my
his
house.
Basement.
Yeah.
Going down
gotcha.
Into that basement, you feel absolutely horrible and paranoid and sometimes a little bit nauseous or dizzy, and it's all that wiring.
Yeah. Then again, Amber, as you well remember, there have been other experiences in this house.
Oh, no, I've told about some of them. Like when we were upstairs
sure.
in your old room and somebody came up those stairs.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I will go ahead and tell that full story. Matt and I were porking in his room, and we were bumping ugly. And I heard somebody coming up the stairs, and I was like, Matt, what's that? Like, he didn't hear it. We continued on, and oh, no, we lost Ryan. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's okay. He'll call back in. We're going at it. You know, footsteps come up the stairs, and then don't
just
hear anything else. So
like
I'm back.
We keep smashing like it's nothing, and then
I missed the smashing conversation. All right,
no, we were
that's
smashing
it.
And hearing footsteps coming up, and then I see somebody walk by the door, and I was like, "Holy fuck, Matt! Somebody's in the house!" And so he jumps up. He's got his weapon ready. We've got flashlights. We searched the entire house top to bottom. Nobody else was in the house. The doors were still locked, everything. Like, there was nobody there. It was freaky as hell.
Like we're not talking, like, down a hallway. We're talking about, like, less than 3 feet from the doorway to the room.
Yeah.
So you had a little bit of a voyeur ghost going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinky. Yeah. He likes to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you're, correct me if I'm wrong, your grandfather died in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, it was your grandfather. And you said he had always been a prankster.
Not grandfather, great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather, okay.
Great-grandfather died in the house.
Had you had experiences before then of that kind of stuff happening, or...?
Yeah, off and on throughout the years, you know, like, things would move. I'd get up to go downstairs and get something to drink and come back upstairs, and it would be on a completely different channel. And it's like, you know, it doesn't go from, like, History Channel to, like, the West Wing on the same channel. It doesn't do that. So, and it's kind of weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, there have always been little things off and on like that.
I had, at your place, seen somebody walk from, I was standing in his kitchen, and if you're facing the back of the house, to your left is a dining room, and behind the dining room is a living room. What, the dining room was?
Yeah, the dining room was actually the room where he died.
Well, I had seen somebody walk from the dining room out into the kitchen, and so I walked back behind me to walk into the living room through that little hall. And, you know, I saw him move past the other way. It was really weird. It was just a shadow. Like, I didn't catch a full-on apparition or anything. It was just a shadow of somebody moving, and I caught it and was like, what the hell was that?
The only time
that's crazy.
I've seen, because the time that you referred to earlier, I didn't see it. You're the only one that saw it.
Yeah.
But the
well,
only time I've seen full body has been shadow.
So if the person you saw
been,
upstairs in your room, was that a shadow figure when you guys were smashing? Doing the dirty deed? Was that a shadow figure?
I didn't hear
her.
She did.
The
okay.
only light that was on was in his room. So, I mean, it would have been a shadow whether it was a solid person or not, but it was solid enough for me to think somebody was definitely in the house. I heard footsteps and then, you know, saw somebody.
Yeah, the instinct reaction wasn't ghost, it was human being.
Well, that's the first thing you're gonna think. Someone's in my house during this
exactly.
moment, you know, and
that's why
your guard's obviously
you know,
down when you're when you're in that when you're doing
that.
You know,
that,
you're not expecting that to happen.
Yeah.
Ryan, are you in the house?
Am I in the house? No, why?
Somebody just logged on and kicked my ass off of the chat. That's all.
Oh no, I'm still outside.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know who it was, but somebody booted me.
I logged on before I got on the show. Before, like, you know, like 8:30, I logged on to the thing. But it might be Matt or Dennis logging on. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe, and I probably just kicked them off.
Yeah.
Oh well, their show's on Wednesday.
You'll get
your chance. Tune in to Full Spectrum Radio on Wednesday nights. There. They gave him a little plug, too. Wow, that sounds like you have an interesting house there, buddy.
Yeah, it would seem so. Of course.
Howie had extended the offer and do an investigation for you.
Okay.
And I'm sure that offer still stands.
I'd love to come out. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can work out.
The other thing that happened, you will probably remember because I freaked out. The man that said "Hey" right in my face.
Yeah. That wasn't the only time that happened. Incidentally. In common fashion for you, you tend to have something following you, in my experience. And you left some of it behind. Because there for a while, I experienced some of what you were experiencing with that deep, almost electronic-sounding, staticky-sounding voice. Just saying, hey, and it's like right there next to your head.
Yeah. And we also have stuff. It's been at every house that I've lived at, actually. It started over at my mom's, and then I came to live with you, Matt. And we experienced it there when I moved into Morgan's house.
It started before that, because it started when you were out by the airport at that house.
I don't know how it got brought up, but it was it's something that's been there a long time. It's been there as long as I can remember. So it's something that I found somewhere and it latched on.
Well, it's big, it's dark.
I want to talk about your attachment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My dark passenger, if you will.
Yeah.
That is some freaky stuff.
Well, the one time I saw it, it was probably an 8-foot tall black mass.
Fucking scary.
It's big and it's male.
Yeah.
I know that.
Absolutely.
Well, do you think what we heard of Penricus might have been an attachment? Because it seemed to be following us around.
It followed. It followed from the hospital to Rock Hall. It was that same voice, the one that was saying "fuck you," came in and said "fuck this." Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure.
And he wasn't
sure
talking much shit when I was in the room, but when I left, apparently he went off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget what Zach and them said. They had rumors there. There were several of them that would just ruin the property.
True. Yeah, you got a good point
there.
They also said something, in fact, on the EVP we got with Ryan, mocking him and his tone of his voice. And me and Ryan confirmed it was not Ryan seeing confirmation.
Oh, that was mine.
It definitely was
not
me saying
thought.
That.
I have that. It's a confirmation. That was strange. That was a strange one. Because we had been talking about trying. I can't remember exactly what it was, but he was responding to something we had said, and it is definitely not Ryan.
Yeah, that was in the hospital, right?
Yeah,
that
it was
happened,
me and you in the
yeah.
hospital before you went to meet Rhonda.
See, yeah, I mean it's crazy how how that shit can happen.
It was so crazy how active that place was.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I mean Heracles was awesome, and I definitely enjoyed myself, but I cannot wait till we get to go back to Val Nemus in February. Because
I can't wait till
place,
I go with you guys.
Oh my God, Howie can tell you that place is just it's.
I'm with you. Tell you what.
Do what?
You. I can tell you what. What were y'all talking about?
Val Nemus.
Val Nemus. Sorry, I had to run a part out to a truck. Oh, Val Nemus, love that place. Matt, you will go with this, brother.
Which one is this?
It's I have a friend who owns a plantation house out in Palatine, built in the late 1700s, and it actually belonged to the Valentines, the Valentine Museum.
Right.
His brother actually owned the house, and I'd been there for birthday parties and been to a couple Halloween parties out there and hadn't really felt anything at all. And we were going to use the house as a training house, so we could, train the new members or me and my Shannon and a couple members of the team to get them used to one investigation. When we did our first investigation out there, since I had been out there, had birthday parties out there and had not felt anything at all, I thought we were just going to, do EVPs and not really catch anything and just have a good time and just investigate, probably take it seriously, obviously, but I wasn't expecting to get anything on our first investigation. And let me tell you, I was wrong about that. We got some great EVPs from our first investigation, got even better EVPs in our second investigation.
I can't wait. I can't wait to go.
Yeah. I'm going to have to come back for that one and bring some of my gear.
We caught
EVPs. Some of the EVPs have come from there.
Do we say?
Some of our class, the best EVPs have come from Val Nemus.
Yeah. I mean, that's The Indian drum or the banging, we have an EVP of someone banging and yelling upstairs, a little girl saying daddy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got I'm Washington, right? Is that where that came from?
Yeah, exactly. That was in the basement on our first investigation over there.
Get off my lawn.
Well, that was free. Yeah. That was cool. That was a good one.
I love that one. That's my favorite.
Let me see if I can get that up here.
That's an interesting one because Howie about that, and we're trying to figure out if the person who was saying that was seeing how it used to look, because there's a driveway leading up to the house, but back then, before, there wasn't a driveway there. The driveway used to go across or on the side. The driveway wasn't always there. I was thinking maybe the spirit was seeing was seeing it how it used to look, and whoever was standing in the driveway was actually standing in their lawn. He's like, hey, get off my grass, get off my lawn. It's interesting to see how spirits see us and how they see the house they're in.
Pulling up one of the EVPs, I'm not sure if it's I'm Washington or not. I can't listen to it before, so give me a second and I'll play it for you guys. It's got to load up. You can keep talking.
I mean, do spirits have memories? I mean, when they died, when the person died, the last thing he saw might have been, the last thing he remembers is the front yard, there being the driveway there. Does time pass for a spirit? Does HP stuff change, or are they still seeing how the house used to be? You know, sometimes you'll see spirits walk through walls, because maybe there used to be a door there, and the door's been covered up. You just can't tell that there was a door. There used to be a door. People were out of the house. They wall up a door, you know?
That's a good point.
Okay, so I guess the EVP isn't going to come up.
That's okay. I mean, do you want to listen to EVPs, or you know, we have our Facebook page and YouTube page and ASPS, and all the stuff's on there. Is the Washington one on Facebook or YouTube, Howie?
Yes, sir. It should be actually on YouTube at ASPS-Paranormal.
Yes. Come check out our cool EVPs. Howie's done a good job putting them up for us. I don't think I've ever told you about my first paranormal experience, Amber.
I don't think you have.
Oh, well, let me just enlighten you. When I was a kid, I watched North and South with my dad. I was like 13 years old or something. And the one with Patrick Swayze, the miniseries. And I was downstairs in the basement watching it. And I guess I went to bed around 9 o'clock. And I guess 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm guessing because I didn't have a clock in my room at the time, I woke up. I'm lying in my bed. And my bed faces a wall, and on the wall there's a desk, that's where I can draw and stuff like that. And there's a window behind the desk. So I wake up, and I don't know why I woke up. It's just something woke me up. You know, I just kind of, and I look up on my desk. I see these two little people, about the size, I guess you would think of a leprechaun, you know, little tiny people. And they're on my desk. And one, I can see it clear as day in my head right now. One, they're glowing. One is a soldier, because I can see the scabbard coming out. The sword, you know, the sword holder sticking out. And the other one is a girl, because I can see the poofy dress, you know, like they used to wear back then. And I see the little guy bow to her, and then they start dancing on my desk. And I rub my eyes. I didn't feel scared or anything. It's more like a what the fuck moment. It's like, what the hell is this? Rub my eyes, and they're still there dancing on my desk. And I just kind of just look around, you know, fall back to sleep again. But it's weird because I never felt scared. It's more of a, okay, this is weird, but I'm going to go back to sleep because I didn't feel threatened or anything. But like I said, it's one of those things where you it was something like that happens. You don't forget details, you know. And it sticks with you, and even like now, 20-some years later, I still remember it like it was yesterday, you know.
The first one that I know of is one that my mom told me. In the first house I lived in, haunted as hell. I've heard plenty of stories about it. but I'll cut it down to the one. My mom said that one day when she went to put me in the bathtub, I turned around and looked at her deadpan. I'm 2, maybe 3 years old. I look up at her and go, "Mama, I don't want to be in here. The eyes are watching me." Like, I mean,
wow.
Fucked up. It's fucked up is what it is.
Yeah, that is freaky.
She told me
plenty
of stuff about that house. Like, they had like a gravel little walkway up to the door, and you'd hear somebody pull up in the driveway, walk up to the door, knock on the door, and she'd look outside. There's nobody there. There's no vehicle, nothing. Nothing there.
That's freaky. And where was this house?
Over by you, actually, I believe.
Up on Lakeside?
It's not Ackley. What is that road? I know it's over in that vicinity. Damn it.
Oh, well, I don't need to know the address.
I don't know. I'll have to find the house. I think it's like
in general.
Is it Cheswick maybe? Cheswick Road or something like that. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'd have to ask
Cheswick
her.
Park. But that's on the west end.
No,
it's off of Forest Avenue.
It's in your neighborhood, the road that I'm thinking of, and I guess it's not Cheswick.
Chadwick,
I'm not sure what it is. That might be it.
Oh, well, Howie knows this. Howie, he grew up here. He's I don't know the roads that well because I just kind of moved out here not too long ago. But
I don't know. I'd have to ask my mom. It was a weird, weird house.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I know my sister said she got visited by an old black woman. In our old house, and my parents' old house, and her room was right next to mine. Sometimes she'd sleep in my room on the floor because she's scared.
All right, gang. I'm sorry. I'm back. What were you asking?
I was asking.
I couldn't remember the name of the street where my house used to be. I thought it was like Chadwick or Cheswick or something like that, and it's over near Ryan. So
I think it is Chadwick. I think it's Chadwick.
That might have been
Chadwick.
It.
Yeah, because it's over. Ryan, it's over where the. Do you remember me telling you about the figure eight?
No.
Where the track that used to be. If you go like three houses down and you take a left right there, and there's that white house in the corner. You go down a little ways. It's her street's a little far down that way.
Okay.
Yeah, because we all grew up, she grew up behind us, but we all grew up together, me and her aunt and all of us.
Yeah.
So this place, this whole area has a whole bunch of history to it, for sure.
Oh, Lakeside Wall Park is full of it, man. We just need to tap it.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be really interested to go down to that train tunnel where they had the cave-in.
The Churchill?
Yeah.
Hey, I am down. I'm always down for a paranormal field trip, for sure.
I mean, me and Matt actually know where that is. We went down and found it.
Hey, well, you
which
know where
place
I live.
Is that?
Huh?
The Churchill tunnel? The train tunnel?
Yeah, the Churchill train tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly where that
I'd like
is.
To go in there and, play with a spirit box down there or something.
Bring
oh,
some
that's
waiters.
So much fun.
Do what?
I got waiters,
bring some
too.
Waiters. It's flooded.
I got a
pair in the back of my truck right now, back of my car right now. So
all
right,
we are down to 20 minutes.
Where'd the time go?
Yeah, I know. We're 20 minutes shy of the 2 hours.
Woo! Hey, what happened to Transcend, gang?
Oh,
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Steve and Rhonda?
Well, Rhonda's coming. Rhonda will be joining us
next week. And next
Steve
week we will actually be talking about the Black-Eyed Children.
Oh, rock on. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely tune in for that conversation for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to do some research into that one.
Happy Angels.
I've been trying to get some research done myself on it.
Yeah.
And honestly, to be honest, I have never heard of Black Eyed Kids, or BEKs,
well,
as they're called now.
I started looking it up today after we mentioned it, and there's...
You see the article
I
put on Facebook?
Well, it seems to have started on Creepypasta, which is one of my favorite sites. Creepypasta is where users can submit stories and such, and it's the same place that Slenderman started at.
Creepypasta, yeah.
Yes.
I definitely need to check out that website for sure.
Yes. It is definitely an awesome site, but it's where Slenderman started, and, like, a lot of these stories are really, really convincing. So, I mean, I don't know if there's any truth behind them or not. I haven't done enough looking into it. Black Eyed Children also comes up on Snopes, which I don't, not a big fan of.
Well, I guess you should do, like, your own research and, you know, get your own experience, I guess. You don't want to believe every story you hear, so, you know.
Yeah.
Each story has always a grain of doubt. Each time, each story, you know, they could be telling the truth, but you don't know because that didn't really happen to you.
Like
we were saying before.
It looks like it's a more recent phenomenon. So.
Oh yeah, it is. It is. No, the stories have just been started popping up. It reminds me of that show Supernatural, because, you know, the demons, when they come out, and they show the actual demons, their eyes turn black. But, you know, again, that's next week's show, so I don't want to go into too much detail on that subject, you know, because then, you know. But. What?
So my mom is listening to the show.
Hey, Mom. I watch my
language. Hi, Mom. Hey. Oh, boy.
What does she think so far?
I'm not sure. I just heard it through Matt.
Yeah.
That's cute.
She said she's listening, but... She hasn't responded to any of the hellos or anything.
Oh. I hope she's enjoying the show.
Me too. Well, we have 15 minutes left if anybody wants to breach any small topics or something like that.
I don't know, man. I mean... I'm having a total, like, fucking brain fart right now. It's like,
I just don't want to touch too far on the, I guess they're calling them the BEK.
The BEK.
Because we're going to touch on that, that next time.
There are a lot of cool subjects out there to talk about. Like, they have, like, gates to hell, you know, all that stuff that was in the book I gave to you.
Yeah,
I
definitely want to have Matt back on while we're talking about cryptids, because he is he is much more into the cryptozoology. So
yeah. I've always been kind of interested in that. I've always been more paranormal, but as far as, like, I definitely want to go on, like, a Bigfoot hunt or stuff like that. That's always interested me as well.
I actually,
is Matt,
Matt is still here, yes.
Yes, I am.
Hey, Matt.
Would you like to voyage out with us this summer doing one of your things? Because we're actually thinking about taking a trip out for a weekend.
That's a possibility. We can probably work something out.
A couple of people are interested, and while it's on the air, I thought I'd help them out and say something about Amber just said something about Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say Bigfoot. Ryan said Bigfoot.
I said
Bigfoot.
Yeah, not a lot of Bigfoot reports around Virginia, but big cats, on the other hand, there's been some stories floating around out in the mountains for a while. If you were listening earlier, I actually saw one, so...
Is there such thing as a black mountain lion or a cougar? I know there are cougars around here, or pumas.
Well, not according to scientists. They haven't proved enough of a breeding population for them to say definitively that they've repopulated the East Coast. There's long since been stories of black cats out in Shenandoah Valley and out beyond that way. But the
I wonder what a black panther would be doing up here, though. That's just weird.
Well, if you know that there are, you know, cougars here, it can also be, you have to prove a breeding population of specifically black cats, because you do get the one or two. It's actually opposite of albino, where the pigmentation causes an animal to be completely black. So it could be a, you know, like a cougar or a mountain lion that is, that just has that issue where that defect where they're completely black. Do you actually?
Yeah, but
that's
I mean,
the whole thing.
It's rare enough to see a cougar, but to see a black cougar, that's
yeah,
because they're
yeah.
not supposed to exist on the East Coast at all.
I went to school in Radford. They were talking about cougars even then, even back 10 some years ago, and there are people saying, yeah, they're there. They're not
rare,
but they're still there.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I guess, people seeing coyotes around here in Richmond. You know, I mean, I'm used to the coyotes being in the desert from, like, the Roadrunner cartoons or whatever.
I mean, there are coyotes down in Warsaw area.
Yeah, we live them down there. And
but
out,
it's our
out
is
in Louisa.
That, is Virginia a place for is coyotes a normal thing, having coyotes
yeah.
in Virginia?
Yeah.
It
there's,
is.
There's a population of coyotes in Virginia.
Okay. Like growing up here, first I heard of coyotes in Virginia was like last year.
Yeah, there's kind of been a resurgence. The population had really dwindled because of hunting and you know, expansion of, you know, real estate and all of that stuff.
Yeah, deforestation
out
stuff
into
like
the country,
that.
And cities getting spread out. So that kind of limited the population, started to dwindle, but you're starting to see a resurgence in the past couple of years.
Well, I mean, that's interesting, because I did not know that. I know, like I said, I still was under the impression of, like, you know, Wile E. Coyote in the middle of the desert, you know, chasing the Roadrunner, you know.
Oh, yeah. Out in, like, Arizona and all out that way.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
That's where I get all my information from, Looney Tunes, apparently. So.
Oh, I get a lot of my information from Looney Tunes as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they did that one episode where they broke it down into, you know, the Latin name for Roadrunner and all of that.
Exactly. And that was, you know, I'm sure that was true, you know, pure Latin. Like,
absolutely.
Or something like that.
you know, because Roadrunner is definitely Latin, you know.
Oh, I learned my Spanish from Speedy Gonzalez, you know.
Where else would you learn it from?
Exactly. I mean, ugly, yepa, yepa, you know. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody needs to actually know things like please and thank you and door and...
Yeah, he needs to know that shit.
Yeah.
All I need to know is underlay, yepa, yepa, ha, ha, ha. That's all you need to know. That's a,
you, yeah, you way better than the stuff they teach in, they actually teach in school. Like, you know, if you take French and, you know, in the book, one of the sentences is Le frange sur les branches.
You learn to
use that in a sentence. Why does somebody need to know that there's a monkey on the branch?
Well, maybe if you're at the zoo. I mean, come on. I mean, that's
I don't go to zoos in
there
France.
You go.
We have them here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to France and go to a zoo.
Je mange
le enfant.
That means I eat children. I eat children. I mean...
All right. Like I said, I'm not a judge, but that's just weird.
Oh, here we go. I got an answer to why coyotes are in Virginia. They were here.
All right.
The government brought coyotes back to Virginia to thin out the deer population, but they breed and they've taken over. They've been spotted in Colonial Heights, Powhatan, Chesterfield. So that was thanks to Rhonda.
Lakeside. Rhonda?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So we are down to 7 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Here we haven't kicked off the air yet. Woohoo!
I was going to say, did anybody want to do, like, a shout-out kind of thing? Like, I mean, us is obviously for ASPS. But, Matt, you have any?
The only people I would shout out to... are on the show right now.
Oh, well, aren't you sweet?
I know you're not talking about me, so. But...
Oh, no, it was all about you.
Yeah, I know. He loves me. I know.
Absolutely.
That kind of guy. But I definitely appreciate you coming on and talking to us and telling us your awesome story about Moundsville. That is
an
incredible story.
On.
Yeah, definitely.
Really
thank you. Thank you for actually coming on.
You're welcome.
We're definitely flying by the seat of our pants here, and we really appreciate you coming on, telling us your story, and hopefully we'll be able to get you come back on, and we'll talk about the big cats again, and you know, Bigfoot,
definitely.
And whatever.
Yeah,
else you want to talk about?
Yeah. We can definitely do that in the near future.
That'd be great. And like I said, maybe you can come with us on an investigation, and then you can show us, you know, what you do on your cryptid investigation.
Yeah,
you know, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Howie, did you have anything you wanted to throw out there?
No, not at this time, but thanks for asking.
All right. Once we get down to about 4 minutes, I am going to play us out. So we've got a little bit less than a minute.
I definitely want to say, give a shout out to Transcend, everyone like Steve, Rhonda, Tiffany, all them for having us out there last weekend. And I definitely want to say thank you to CPR Matt and CPR Dennis for letting us have their Monday time slot, and hope we've done an okay job filling, you know, with our show and everything. Hope everyone had a good time, for sure.
Well, what I definitely want to thank is I definitely want to thank the listeners we have had tonight. And thank you to Miss Patty Irish Eyes for talking to me on the chat.
Thank you very much, Patty. I love you. Woo!
I
heard Patty.
Also, thank you to ASPS, because I would not be here speaking right now without you guys.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Well, I guess this is the end of our first show. I'm going to go ahead and play us out, if that is all right by everyone.
That's fine with me. Everyone, have thank you for listening to us, and we'll see you next week.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end, no safety. And all